at spring meeting, a staff director turned to me and said, Lisa, have you heard about what's going on at the University of Utah? I said, no. Well, I've got this Korean student, Jun, who is so excited about reaching other international students. He prays every day and gathers all the Christians around him. And it actually works because it doubles the attendance. And I cooked the meal for those students. This is the staff director cooking meals for international students. And I had not heard about that work. So there are a lot of things going on out there. The next day I was sitting with another director drafting a partnership agreement with another ministry in Montana. And they're looking for a young intern who they can help finance, probably, we hope, and carry on the work that's going there at the University of Montana. And then at prayer time in our little table, we bowed our heads and somebody prayed something like this. Lord, just pray for these international students because they do enrich our campuses, our American students. And I said, so I opened my eyes and said, who is that person praying? He's not ISM. He's, golly, he's the Greek director for camps and conferences. Whoa, I mean, signs and wonders, yes. At the end of spring meeting, I was getting my car and our regional director came up almost yelling and said, Lisa, maybe you didn't know, but we're just hiring an intern, you know, just to let you know, at Blacksburg, Virginia Tech. And I said, I didn't know that. Said, so a lot of things I don't know, and I am just delighted to know, and maybe there are a lot of things you don't know, which you will know at the end of the day at chapel. So signs and wonders, God is at work. So what is our mission field? How many students are there on the campuses? This is just a brief kind of info for you in terms of our desire to reach the world that has come to us. Over 730,000 of them. And they make up the increase 30% over the last 10 years. And then we have 44% of them are grad students. So we work very closely with GFM in reaching internationals, and 39% of them are undergrad, and 17 are the non-intensive English classes and optional practical training. So this will just give you a feel of our mission field. And obviously, they are very open to the gospel. The State Department produces sheets, names after names after names after names of former international students who are leaders of their countries. This is not even a complete list. So if you want to see the influence that we have among international students who become leaders of the world, you are really staggered to know that you're sitting with someone who 25 years from now would be the next president of another country and will make an impact. Maybe for the gospel, maybe not. So that's our mission field, and that's we take that seriously with our students and with our staff. Where do they come from? India is number one the last 3 years. China had that place for many years, and you can just imagine between India and China, India with the students who come, who believe in millions of gods, and the Chinese students who come with no reference about spiritual things. So it's a real challenge for us. The Indian students, you know, they can take Christ, he's just one, and put him in one of the pantheon of gods, no problem, no big deal. And then the Chinese are still struggling with, who is this God? I don't know him, and I don't know how to know him. Notice that Saudi Arabia is number nine. Saudi was never there before. Maybe in the 70s, when we had a lot of the Middle Eastern countries, top five or top 10, but Saudi has taken a very specific government decision to bring Saudi students to the United States to reverse the image, the very negative image as a result of September 11, 2001. And Nepal is number 11. I mean, our staff are saying, you have Nepalese students? I do too. No, this is another wave of a group of students who are on our campuses. So that makes you feel like really the world is here. Japan, 0.1% are Christians. 0.1% in Japan. and they are here. They are here and they are open to the gospel. Where do they go? What's their destination? What are the top schools? USC is number one, and we're praying very, very fervently that God will provide our staff for us. NYU, of course, New York, University of Illinois, we have staff there. But this will just give you a feel of where they go. Our very own University of Wisconsin in Madison is number 20. Then where do we work in InnoVarsity? There we go. Thank you, Brian. It's great to have Brian put this all together, you know. But that will just give you a feel of our spread. I mean, signs and wonders, yes, God is at work. But when I think of where I want to go, God, it's too little and it's too late sometimes. But we want to be encouraged. I want to be encouraged that God is moving us in many different directions. So over 50 groups in those campuses. And then the next slide shows our chapter planting cohort. We have three of them in the cohort itself, but we're also planting all over the place, and they're not particularly part of the cohort at Drake University in Lindenwood and also at University of Minnesota, on top of the Oregon, Memphis, and Chapel Hill. And then that was last year, and for the following year, we have planting cohort as well at UCLA, University of Missouri in St. Louis, and University of Michigan. And then on top of that, other plants that are not part of the cohort. So God is really raising up people to come on board with us. I have a little dream sheet. You know, I call it, I have a dream. And in this dream, I listed 9 things in 2002. Maybe I was just being bored one day, and I said, well, just write down, Lisa, what you want to see. And I look far and beyond, and I wrote down, raise up younger ISM staff. Maybe because I saw people like me, older. And I said, we cannot do ISM if all these older people are all we get. So I said, I believe God is raising up a new generation of young missionaries who are more globally aware and competent. They will come from graduates who have gone on a study abroad program while in college, have lived in another country teaching English as a second language, have participated on a summer missions project, or have majored in foreign language or international business or relations. Well, signs and wonders. God is raising up. Look, who's the older person there? Just moi, just me. The rest are 24-year-olds, you know, and they are interns who have decided, hey, I want to be on staff. This is what I want to do for the next 3 to 5 years. And it's amazing. These young interns are getting themselves in the paper, for example. I mean, because the campus paper, the campus itself noticed that these interns say, we wanted to throw some weekend activities on campus. The international students cannot go home for the weekend like other students do. So InnoVarsity found a place to meet those needs. Campus paper notices what our interns are doing. The new ISM regional directors, 9 out of the 15 regions, I take GFM as one composite region, we have 9 coordinators, champions, flag wavers, so that ISM doesn't fall off the screen. So just encouraging that God raises those people. I was just in Atlanta last week, and Brian Reitler is our new Southeast regional ISM director. And we gathered community people, pastors in Atlanta to just get them to see our intention and our purpose in trying to see if Atlanta is a really a good spot for us, and good PR work as well for our staff there. At staff conference, we had over 65 staff attend, and we tackled the whole theme of all things to all people. Dr. Miriam Aidney was our speaker. And our next training will be in May and in Los Angeles with another organization, a conference called the Association of Christians Ministering Among Internationals. I invited a board member to attend, Rudy Hernandez, and he said at the end, he said, I was really surprised. He said, why? I was expecting a lot of old people here. And I said, well, you probably thought we would be in bed at night, right? But we still have meetings. And he said, this is a pleasant surprise. And I want I want not only Rudy, our board, to be pleasantly surprised, but I want the internationals to be pleasantly surprised. That they have all kinds of people, older and younger, who are there to meet them and to be their friend. In fact, I want our tagline, and we're working towards putting that as first to welcome. In the Varsity International Student Ministries tagline is first to welcome. Newfield Initiative. This is again a sign and wonder. It's called the Pink House. The regional director that I saw at spring meeting said, Lisa, I'm sure you've heard about the Pink House. I said, of course I've heard about the Pink House. Our staff, Colette Michael, picked up on a dream she had about 4 or 5 years ago when she kept telling me, Lisa, I see this house across the campus. I want a house. Okay, well, let's start praying. Let's start dreaming. And the dream died. And last year, in spring of last year, she said, well, maybe it's time to pick up that dream again because another house is on sale, except it's pink. But I like pink, she says. So God put everything together. So she got donors who would be willing to pull the advance payment for her, raise money in order to convince the creditors that she can pay the monthly payment. In short, she got the house. It's called the Pink House at UCM, where is it? North Dakota State University. And it's gathering hundreds of students. And the student office across the campus are saying, you get more students than we do. Well, because we provide free food, you know, collect. And it's really food, that's the key here. But it's an exciting thing because not only is it encouraging Collette, it's encouraging her donors, but it's really a boost to the whole region that you can dream and God will answer and that God will provide the resources. So it's wonderful to see our staff dreaming and seeing God breaking through with answers. Then we have student conferences all across the United States. There are actually 7 conferences. They are not well publicized, but they happen in small places, 50, 60. Last weekend, over 100 at Catalina Island. And let me just share briefly at Blue Ridge, where I spoke. It's just amazing. They said, Lisa, there's a group of Nepalese students who want to be in a small group, but they want you there. And I said, why me? Well, this is the only time they're coming. They're going home after the evening. So I walked at registration, and there were these 5 lovely Nepalese women. And I said, are you all from Nepal? And he said, yes, beaming, perfect English, you know, very trendy, very collegiate. And we went into our small group. And guess who was leading the small group Bible study? The president of the chapter, who all the Nepalese all call her their best friend. Okay? They wouldn't know how to live on their campus without Anna, who is a missionary kid who was born in Nigeria. And who is her co-leader? Maima, a Christian student from Ghana. And I said, what a perfect world. This is where the place where I want to see our values expressed. Student leadership, Christian internationals empowered to lead evangelism. And they said, don't forget, we're meeting every Friday, right? I said, yeah, Bible study. And even as we spoke about Jesus, they were very positive. They were saying, yeah, we like these stories. And again, I was suspicious and said, oh yeah, one of the pantheon again of their hundreds of gods. In fact, one student said, we actually have 36 gods. And another Nepalese student said, no, we have 108. And she was kind of, oh. And then I found out there are 33 million. So in order to appease all those gods, you don't know where to start. But here are the students. You know, years ago, you would go in jail to share the gospel in Nepal. And they are here. And at the end of the meeting, as they were saying goodbye to me, they all said, Lisa, are you on Facebook? I said, yes. And the next day, I was confirming friends. We added another conference in Mississippi. They were only thinking 50 students would come, 100 people showed up. Even at our conference sites, Tobanipi, for example, the director came up to me and said, you should have seen the face of the regional of the staff director because he brought these students for Thanksgiving, and they were very appreciative. So it's all over the place, internationals, house parties at Cedar Campus and Bear Trap. And of course, as we look forward, we are really praying for 1,300 international students at our track at the cost of $30,000 that we need to raise. So we are excited. God is at work, and we want you not only to be informed, to be encouraged, to be inspired, but to enlist your help. So right there on your seats are prayer requests. I know that for me, something visible is always helpful. So this is a tent that you can put right by your computer. So the prayer requests are not repeated except for a few of them. So they were specifically made with names, not just this general kind of bless ISM, but there are specific names that would you put it right by your desk, even if you're not in ISM. But just remember us as we do our work around the country. A sample prayer could be, God, use, you know, Lisa or Lucy to declare your glory among the nations, your marvelous deeds among all peoples. So God is at work. God is encouraging us. A Chinese student said, I came to this conference and said to myself, I will never, never consider becoming a Christian. And at the end, he came up to me at lunch and said, you know, that never is now a maybe. I mean, wow, I cannot report all these conversions, but I want you to know that from never to maybe is a major work of God. And I sit there and say, God, I feel like these are dry bones. Dry bones. And unless your word comes alive, there will be no rattling. There will be no connecting. And so the power of the Spirit is the only one we rely on. And that's why those prayer requests are in your hands. So thank you. Thank you for a great breakfast for many of us. And thank you for the opportunity to share. I don't think